Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters, and brothers from all around the world. We are once here again, home sweet home. This is
Youth Station. I'm your host Zainab, and she is.
And I'm Vita here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, dear sister. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you. It goes well, you know, as usual. You know, whenever you feel like not okay, just tell the people that you're not okay. Not really into that.
Honest.
Yeah, you know, honesty is the best policy. And how about you yourself? And by the way, this is IRIB English Radio, dear listeners.
Yes, and this is Beta and Zainab on Youth Station. And we're going to discuss about, the thing you said, lying.
Yeah, lying, exactly.
Lying. You don't want to lie, that you're not fine.
Nobody wants you're to fine. Lie. And everybody claims that they don't lie. But, you know, we all lie.
Yeah, and unfortunately, lying is something very, very bad.
Yeah, like, and
Mama Skrili Sam says that all the evils are stored in a house, and the key to that house is lying.
Yeah, I know. So, it means something. Like, just think about it. You know, it means that when you lie, you're opening the door to all the sins.
All the evils. One lie, you have to, if you start one lie, then you have to lie on it. You have to lie again, then you have to lie again, then you have to lie again. There was a movie where the name of the movie was like, Since I Don't Lie.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like a loop that you're trapped in.
Yeah.
So how many times a day do you lie? Yeah, nice question. I love it. Because most of the people are like, no, I don't like that much.
I seek refuge to Allah if I do. Yes. So, well, why do people lie? I mean,
the main reason.
Yeah. No,
there are many reasons, I think.
There are.
So many underlying reasons that we lie, you know. Most of them are so complicated. Like, we're going to protect someone by lying. We want to not to be ashamed in the society, in the places that we are lying, and to the people that we are lying. And, you know, always there is something behind our mind that just can justify, can be used as an excuse to our lie. But, you know, I think most of the time we just forget the consequences of this lying.
Indeed, we do. And I think that's because, just because we forget the consequences, that's why maybe it's considered as a trait. Like, you know, sometimes they say, oh, see, how clever.
Clever. This is a really, I think, nice hint. In this modern world, we are really tangled in these policies of speaking that you have to have policy, you have to be clever, and these kind of things. And lying, I think, becomes to kind of a tool, a policy.
Right.
And it kind of sign that, you know, it shows other people that you're intelligent, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I mean, while we are being said that, it's a key to all the evils, and it's going to open the door for all that evils that are stored in that house. Yet we pretend to, as if we don't want to, you know, look at that. We just still want to lie. I think the same thing. The underlying reason is the consequences that we have forgotten.
Yeah.
The consequences. And it has, I won't say that it just has the afterlife consequences. Also has consequences
for
in the society, in your individualistic relationships and your life.
So I think we have to keep it here. Just stay tuned, dear listeners. Lying, you know, the topic of today's episode here at Youth Station. And we were talking about the consequences that we've forgotten about, you know, actually this sin, which is considered as one of the biggest sins in our religion. So what do you think, my dear sister, about all these consequences?
There are so many consequences, like for there sure. are the consequences in the world and the consequences in the afterlife, I think, all yeah. that we have forgotten. Trust, when we lie, it leads to the loss of trust in society,
yeah.
Among the individuals itself, among your friends, you know.
Unfortunately.
And then it's again, the foundation of that trust is basically damaged. You have problems in the, I don't know, relationships, in the even in the transactions,
yeah.
like financial. You don't trust financially people because once someone lies, I'll pay you back like at this particular time, and then you are not going to deal with that particular person. So there's this lack of trust. We see a lot of breaking of promises, and all that roots from same lying.
Exactly.
And we don't see the consequences, basically.
And about this trust issue, unfortunately, nowadays trusting someone is a sign of naivety.
Yeah.
You know, and this is so sad that if you trust someone, it means that you don't think so much, you're not clever. And actually, you know, you cannot put the blame on anyone because this is a world full of bad things, full of sins, full of lying.
Right.
And you cannot trust anyone, even you cannot trust yourself. And, you know, the other consequence, which is really related to this one, is doubting, you know. Whenever you lie so much, you doubt yourself, you doubt everyone, and everyone doubts you. When you have the strength, you have the power to actually go there and stand for your honesty,
right.
it means something in this world. And unfortunately, even in the past years, in the past eras, it was like that. Lying was a part of human nature. You know, we have to control it. But let's talk more about this aspect of lying that it leads to many sins. How?
Right.
How come?
You know? It does lead. Because, see, like, as we said, Imam Askari al-Islam says,
yeah.
Imam Hassan Askari al-Islam, so he basically says, جعلت الخبائث في بيت وجعل مفتاحه الكذب. All the evils have been put in one house, and the key to it is lying. See, even Allah likes the dignity and honor of a person.
For sure.
So that's why here, now should we be lying? Because Allah does not want me to, you know, go against my dignity or have a pat on my dignity. Then should I be lying? No, we should be like here. For example, if I ask you, like you asked me in the beginning of the episode,
yeah.
how many times do you lie in a day? I said, if I do that, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, that was a nice answer.
Yeah, we are in situations sometimes like where we have no choice but to lie. But in that situation, we have alternatives again. We can switch to alternatives. We can say, if someone says, do you know where a particular person is and you don't want to inform that person? You'll say, Allah knows best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are, you know, beautiful
alternatives
ways
we can use instead of lying.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, even in my life, yeah, there are situations that are really difficult to stay honest. And because of this fact that, unfortunately, you cannot predict anything in life.
Right.
And life is kind of something really unpredictable. I think there are times that you have to, not to, just tell all the honesty. Tell all the things that are honest or something. And I'm against this sentence that tells honesty is the best policy. You know, honesty is not always the best policy. I'm not telling you or persuading you to lie.
Oh my God.
At all.
Oh my God.
But the thing is, the point is, you shouldn't tell the whole truth.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And it means something. I mean, you have to understand the situation. You have to understand the reaction of other people and your position and so many other things and factors. And then you can decide what parts of the truth you can tell other people and what kind of parts
we have,
you cannot.
We have that so much in our societies. Like
yeah.
Just this concept that honesty is the best policy. If you start a relationship, like if you enter into a mutual relationship, then the first thing that a girl will think or even a man will think always, like, I should, you know, open up all my past, things that I have done in my life. You're actually starting a new life.
Yeah.
It's a new chapter of your life. So you should not be started with, you know, all those. Again, I'm not saying you should be lying or sometimes it's not necessary to say. You know, it's necessary to say that to your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then ask Him for guidance. It's not necessary to say each and everything to everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you'll end up in lying somewhere.
Yeah. This is not something bad to be clever when you speak, but it doesn't mean that you have to lie.
Right.
As we mentioned, there are so many alternatives because lying is, you know, is a really big sin that, as you mentioned in the hadith, it is the key to a room full of other sins.
There's so much to say. That's like we also have a liar is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the angels and all the heavenly creatures. We also have in narrations that 70 angels cursed a liar, and there's a kind of that bad smell that, you know, comes out from his heart and that reaches the heavens. So it's like, I think we literally have forgotten all these consequences.
For sure.
The worldly consequences, the afterlife consequences. That's why we lie so easily, and so easily we get into so many sins.
You know, it's like the materialistic point of view is overcoming us, unfortunately, in this new world. And most of the sins, you know, come from our tongue.
Right.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
I'm Zainab and she's Vida.
So, we're talking about
lying.
Yeah.
Lying, so which is a mother to all sins, which is a key to all evils. And we discussed why people lie, because they forget about the consequences of the world, of the afterlife.
Yeah.
And we also said where you are in a situation where you feel like I have to lie, there you can approach for alternatives.
Yeah, we talked about all these things.
Also, Vita said that it's sometimes we end up in lying when we start being so honest about ourselves. We start saying each and everything about ourselves without necessity, without even someone asking us.
Exactly. And, you know, let's just talk about the cure for this disease in this part of the episode. What can we do not in order not to lie, you know? We talked about some alternatives in order not to lie, but, you know, there are some people, unfortunately, this lying is a kind of habit for them.
This is this beautiful thing someone once asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, please teach me a quality that will benefit me in both this life and the afterlife.
Yeah.
The Prophet responded, do not lie.
Yeah, and this is one of the most beautiful hadith I've ever read, because this person asked Prophet Muhammad for many times, I think, what should I do?
Yeah.
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, every time responded to him, don't lie.
Do not lie.
You know, you can just see the emphasis on not doing this sin. And I think just we have to learn from all these lessons, from all these things. And, you know, at the same time, we're all human beings. And, you know, unfortunately, there are times, there are situations that you may lie, that I don't know, this is a mistake, and we make mistakes,
right?
But the most important thing in these kind of situations is that just you keep that in mind, that there is a really kind God above you, in your heart, near you, and just you can seek for forgiveness.
Indeed.
Anytime that you made this kind of really nasty mistake.
Right. And, you know, also there was a man that asked Prophet, peace be upon him and his beautiful family, that what is it that people do, they go to heaven, and what is it that people do, they go to hell? The Prophet, peace be upon him and his beautiful family, replied that the people of paradise are characterized by truth and truthfulness. When a person consistently speaks the truth, they are considered good and will be safe.
Yeah.
And ultimately, they'll be entering the paradise. Conversely, the people of hell are known for the habit of lying. They are considered to be bad and disbelievers, and in the afterlife, they will enter hell. So something that easily makes you enter heaven or hell is lying or speaking the truth.
Exactly. So this concept is, you know, a kind of vast domain to seek and search for more knowledge in. But unfortunately, we're running out of time and we don't have enough time to talk about all the aspects of this saying and how we can cure this disease. But be sure, if your heart is filled with the love of Allah Almighty, if you are trying to strengthen your bond with Allah Almighty, and if you are trying to make a life which the goal of this life is just the satisfaction of Allah, it means that you are in the right way. It doesn't matter if there are many obstacles in your way, if you make mistakes, if you lie, there is always hope for you, because there is the kindest creator of all times there.
Right.
So thank you for listening to us. Thank you, dear sister, for being here.
Thank you so much, Peter, for being with me, co-hosting this
show. You're welcome.
That's all the time we had for today. Until another episode.
Yeah, I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.